Well, let's first have a look at the business perspective. It's not easy for a European businessman to set up shop in China. They're still prevented from running wholly owned foreign enterprises there because of trade barriers. But what about the other way around? Chinese businessmen coming to Europe? Back in 2005, Fritz Schramer, the mayor of the German city of Cologne, launched a program to encourage Chinese companies to settle in and around the city. It was called China Offensive. Deutsche Welle's Monika Manke has been finding out how successful the initiative has been.
Around 20 boxes filled with titanium balls are stacked in the corner, ready for transport. This room of around 12 square meters doesn't exactly look like the office of a thriving company. And you wouldn't guess that the goods stored here are worth about 30,000 euros. But Chinese Jingzhang Jia, the owner of Cellphone Fine and Metal GmbH, says his titanium is the best around and that business is booming, even though he only launched his company last year in Cologne. So what's the secret of his success?
My father had a Fabrik in China.
My dad has a factory in China. He's worked with German companies for many years. He was the one who sent me to Germany so that I could open a business here and expand our family trade.
Jia is one of many Chinese who set up business in Cologne within the framework of the city's China Offensive. Thanks to his dad's contacts, he didn't have a lot of problems accessing the German market. Yang Gang Tong's starting position was similar. His parents have a factory in China as well and send their son to Germany to study and to extend their business there. But Tong's story turned out to be a bit more complicated. He didn't finish his studies and his first application to set up business here was turned down. The second one was successful and it's been a year of hard work.
Momentan, ich finde, die erste Jahr schwer.
The first year is really difficult. Well, there's a language barrier and it's difficult to get a visa. That's the real problem.
Tim Glaser, director for the German-Chinese Trade Association, agrees. There are tough residency restrictions for non-EU citizens, and a company has to show it's doing well after operating for 1 year. Otherwise, its permit will not be extended. Glaser says a good business plan is essential. But how well prepared are his clients?
Also, ich würde sagen, die Mehrzahl ist noch nicht.
Well, I'd say the majority is not very well prepared, though they do have a certain idea in the back of their mind. But the majority hasn't really put enough thought into their business idea and their business plan.
Fewer than half of the Chinese who Glaser works with will eventually start up their own business. Mrs. Yang wants to be one of them. She's planning to set up a consulting office aimed at Chinese companies. Having already worked in Germany, she thinks that she has an advantage in this field. But she also hopes that she'll come to grips with the differences between doing business in Germany and in China.
Es gibt überharte Kleinigkeiten, würde ich mal sagen, das Geschäftsmodell.
There are so many little things that are different. The business model, the mentality, even the contracts and the international payment procedures, and many other things. All these are very different in China and in Germany.
Thinking of his own experiences with his German business partners, Jia agrees. In China, you pay at least 50% of the price in advance. In Germany, you do it after delivery. The customers here in Germany are simply different, he says.
We have a Spruch, that heißt, amerikanischer Kunden guckt sich nur den Preis.
We have a saying that goes like this. The American client only looks at the price. And if the price is right, everything's right. The Japanese client is different. He looks at quality. If the quality is good, then everything's good. But the German client wants Japanese quality for an American price. And that's difficult.
But according to Tim Glaser, there are aspects of Chinese culture that benefit those wanting to launch a company. For example, he says, Chinese are more flexible than Germans.
Deutsche planen einen Plan von A nach B.
Germans work from A to B. Everything is planned with a predetermined number of steps, and Germans stick to their initial plans. The Chinese also say they want to go from A to B, but then they take the first step, turn around 360 degrees before they decide to take the next step.
While Jia checks the offer of a big German company, the mayor of Cologne, Fritz Schrammer, has traveled to its twin city Beijing to promote Cologne as a good location for doing business. By the end of this year, his initiative wants to have settled 188 Chinese companies in Cologne. 188 because 8 is a lucky number in China. So far, 116 enterprises have responded to his call. So, is it possible to reach that goal? Zha thinks it is, because he says the Chinese have a temperament that guides them. And there's a saying that expresses this. Don't hesitate in making a decision. Well, this kind of driving force may well guide more and more Chinese companies to set up business in Cologne.